Good afternoon. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. It's a weird week. Everybody knows it's a weird week. It's one of those weeks where you have a big weekend, big holiday weekend, Thanksgiving coming up, which means most people will be traveling on Wednesday, which actually makes today feel like a Thursday, even though it's a Monday, and really no one's getting any kind of work done this week. There's a lot of stuff that we're focusing on the show for Tuesday, including the Newtown shooter. This story coming out today as the new report came out, looking into the motives behind Adam Lanza, why he decided to kill 26 people, including 20 children, 6 women, at the Newtown Sandy Hook Elementary School back last year. Apparently, the guy was completely off his medications. No, literally, he was. He refused to take his medications. He also hated holidays. He was very withdrawn. He did not want to be around people. He did not like other people. And he was obsessed with the 1999 Columbine High School attack. This is the exact type of guy that you don't want to leave a gun around. Unfortunately, his mother taught him how to use a gun, how to use guns to kill, how to target, and it came back to obviously haunt the United States as he went, killed her, then went and killed 26 other people. You know, you got to be a responsible gun owner. Any gun owner out there knows that you have to be responsible, and sometimes that means not leaving your guns accessible to other people, including family members. Even family members that you think you may be able to trust sometimes, especially when they have a lot of depression out there, they won't take their medication, they hate holidays, they hate people, and they're obsessed with a school massacre. Yeah, probably not somebody you want to leave the gun key to when you go out for the day. Just, you know, word of advice out there. You have to be smart. You have to be responsible. And it's something that not a lot of people are. Not a lot of people are responsible. And unfortunately, it brings down the good name of gun owners out there. They're responsible gun owners. State Representative Drew Darby, one of those people, now charged with taking a weapon to the Austin airport. This from the Austin American Statesman. Texas State Representative Drew Darby facing felony charges after he attempted to take a weapon through security screening at the Austin International Airport this month, according to court documents. Darby was shown as being booked into the Travis County Jail on November 14th after he was found to be carrying a .38 caliber handgun with rounds of ammunition and a magazine during the security screening that morning. You know, you can go through and say, oops, I forgot, all you want to. The fact is, this hurts responsible gun owners out there, just like the case in Fort Worth, Irving, where he had a guy who was cleaning his gun in a hotel room, and according to him, it just went off and killed a mother right next door in the other room. Folks, guns just don't go off. You have to be irresponsible, and you have to pull the trigger in order for a gun to go off. Guns just don't go off. In fact, we've got one in the other room right now, and it has not gone off just yet by itself. It sits there, and it has not gone off by itself. You actually have to fire it. You have to be responsible when you're a gun owner. Taking a look at other news, immigration being a big topic. President Obama, according to headlines, doubling down when it comes to immigration, saying that we've got to finish the job. He was also heckled in San Francisco. President Obama heckled by an immigration reform activist who argued that the president has the power to pause all deportations, a notion he challenged as he made the case for the need for congressional action. Quote, I need your help, a young man shouted on a riser behind the president. You have power to stop deportations once and for all. The president responded by saying, actually, I don't. That's why we're here. I don't have that power. I wish I could do whatever I wanted to do, but I can't. Which is obviously false because the president has been doing whatever he wants to when it comes to the Constitution and Obamacare. We'll talk about this much more coming up on the Chad Hasty Show Tuesday on News Talk 790KFYO. Hope you have a fantastic day. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show Tuesday morning, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO and KFYO.com.